Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 29th of July 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. Six-time world champion Mary Combe and 2018 World Championships bronze winner Simranjeet Kaur grabbed a gold medal each on Sunday as Indian boxers finished their campaign at the 23rd President's Cup in Indonesia with 9 medals. The medal haul comprised 7 gold and 2 silvers, while the women had a flawless record in the finals, winning all 4 gold medals on offer. The men had mixed fortunes and had to settle for 2 silver along with 3 gold. That all-round performance helped the contingent win the Best Team Award. Mary Combe arrived at this prestigious tournament with the aim of testing herself against the world's best ahead of the World Championships in October. In her first bout on Saturday, Mary Combe had to dig deep to stave off Vietnam's An Vo Thi Kim 3-2, but she was magnificent in the 51kg final as she powered to a 5-0 win over Australia's April Franks. She will be looking to qualify for the 2020 Olympics in the World Championships in Yekaterinburg, Russia. Simranjeet Kaur was equally impressive in the final of the 60kg event against Indonesia's Asian Games bronze medalist Hasana Huswatun. The Asian Boxing Championship silver medalist dominated her opponent 5-0. In the 54kg final, Assam's young talent Jamuna Boro did not put a foot wrong in a 5-0 demolition of Italy's veteran boxer Giulia Lamagna as she added to the gold she won at the India Open in May. In 48kg, youngster Monica ended the challenge of Endang of Indonesia by a similar scoreline to round off what was a memorable campaign for Indian women pugilists. Among the men, 2017 Ulaanbaatar Cup gold medalist Ankush Dahia, 2017 Simon Prestige Memorial Tournament bronze medalist Neeraj Swami, and Anant Prahlad Chopra were crowned champions in the 64kg, 49kg and 52kg categories respectively. In F1 news, Max Verstappen took full advantage of his rival's calamities on Sunday to win an epic, rain-lashed and wildly spectacular German Grand Prix ahead of Sebastian Vettel. The 21-year-old Dutchman secured his second win of the season and the 7th of his career, finishing ahead of the Ferrari driven by 4-time world champion Vettel, who had started 20th and last on the grid. Daniil Kvyat of Toro Rosso was 3rd as he secured only his 3rd Formula 1 podium. The race was a washout for Mercedes, who were celebrating their 200th Formula 1 start of the modern era and 125 years of motorsport. Both defending champion Lewis Hamilton and teammate Valtteri Bottas crashed and failed to score any points. Hamilton eventually finished 11th after making 6 pit stops as he missed out on a points finish for the first time in 23 races, even as Verstappen continued his rich streak. After driving his Red Bull car to a win, he said, and I quote, "It was amazing, but really tricky out there to make the right calls. You had to be focused. We put on the slick tires and we had a 360, but it was all right," unquote. He pitted 4 times and survived a 360-degree spin. Vettel, for whom the result brought redemption after he had crashed out while leading in heavy rain last year, said, and I quote, "It was a long race and at some stages it felt like it was never ending. I am just very happy," unquote. In cricket, Avishka Fernando hit a quickfire half-century as Sri Lanka eased to a 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the second one-day international to seal the 3-match series in Colombo on Sunday. Fernando, who opened the innings, made 82 of 75 balls, helping Sri Lanka reach 242 for 3 in 44.4 overs after Bangladesh were restricted to 238 for 8, despite wicketkeeper batsman Mushfiqur Rahim making an unbeaten 98 runs. Bangladesh had Mushfiqur to thank for providing them something to fight with after their top order crumbled for the second time in the series. He slammed 6 fours and a 6 in 110 ball innings to bail out Bangladesh, who lost their first 6 wickets for just 117 runs. Mushfiqur and number 8 Mehidi had an 84-run partnership, a 7th wicket record for Bangladesh against Sri Lanka to give the visitors' innings some respectability. For Sri Lanka, Fernando and skipper Dimuth Karunaratne set the tone for the run chase with a 71-run stand. Mehidi then bowled Karunaratne for 15, but Fernando and Kushal Pereira continued the onslaught to put Sri Lanka firmly in control. Mustafizur Rahman dismissed Fernando and Pereira, who made 30 of 34 balls in quick succession to revive Bangladesh's hopes, but Kushal Mendis and Angelo Matthews denied them further success. Former captain Matthews was unbeaten on 52 from 57 balls and was well supported by Mendis, who remained 41 not out. They shared an unbroken 96-run 4th wicket stand that saw the hosts go 2-0 up in the 3-match series. The final ODI will be played on Wednesday. Dabang Delhi continued their winning run in the seventh season of the Pro Kabaddi League, defeating Haryana Steelers 41-21 in a lopsided game on Sunday. Meanwhile, defending champions Bengaluru Bulls handed home side Mumbai their second defeat of the season. Delhi's third win of the season saw Chandran Ranjit score 11 points and Naveen Kumar score 10. Naveen grabbed his second Super 10 of the season after grabbing the first against Telugu Titans in Hyderabad. Successful raids by Chandran and Naveen took Delhi 7-3 ahead 5 minutes into the match. But Haryana reduced the deficit to 6-8, and a successful tackle by them ensured that Chandran, Delhi's star raider, was sent out. Going into the break, Delhi had a 5-point lead as the scoreline read 15-10. After the break, Delhi continued the good show by their strong defence and successful raids as they went 18-10 ahead. They then inflicted an all-out twice to go up 33-16. Delhi eventually won 41-21, handing Haryana their first defeat of the season. Meanwhile, riding on a terrific raid performance by Pawan Sehrawat, Bengaluru Bulls beat U Mumbai 30-26. The match was built as the battle between Pawan Sehrawat and Fazil Atrachali, and it was the raider who came out on top. Hosts Mumbai put on a strong performance at their home stadium against Puneri Paltan and were more than ready to face Bengaluru Bulls, against whom they have their second best record with 10 victories. Pawan Sehrawat got a Super 10 and single-handedly flipped the table for Bengaluru Bulls as they sneaked their way through to victory against U Mumbai. A strong performance from U Mumbai's Arjun Deshwal and Fazil Atrachali went in vain as some unforced errors towards the end cost them the match. And finally, in Tour de France news, Egan Bernal clinched victory in the Tour de France on Sunday, parading into Paris safely in the overall leader's yellow jersey, becoming the first Colombian winner of cycling's greatest prize and its youngest in more than a century. With the sun setting behind the Arc de Triomphe, the 22-year-old Ineos rider completed the 21-stage, 3,409-kilometre marathon around France, 1 minute 10 seconds ahead of 2018 champion and teammate Geraint Thomas. And Colombian spectators thronged the Champs-Élysées to win the traditional 8-lap finale, where Australia's Caleb Ewan, also 22, won his third stage of the 2019 edition on the culminating Maas Bunch sprint. The champion was welcomed by his younger brother Ronald, his parents and girlfriend Shomi Guerrero before embracing his teammates. Bernal said in French, and I quote, "I thank France for organizing the best race in the world and for organizing my greatest victory. I simply can't believe I have won it," unquote. The tearful Bernal, before stepping onto the winner's podium alongside, said he still couldn't believe what had just happened, and the third-placed Dutch jumbo team rider Steven Kruijswijk was still there. Bernal placed his hand on his heart and sang along with the national anthem before addressing the massed crowds in, well, four languages.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.